This is Passport to Texas. Wildlife biologist Sean Gray finds pronghorns fascinating and hopes you will too.
Pronghorn is a very unique mammal of North America. It's the only one found in its family. It's the fastest mammal in North America.
Gray is the pronghorn program leader and oversees the pronghorn restoration project for Parks and Wildlife. Because it's a game species, hunting them should pick up as their population grows, thus benefiting local communities.
In 2008, we issued probably 800 buck-only hunting permits. And in 2009 or 10, we were issuing less than 100. Not only is it the money that they get for trespass access for hunting, but the hunters come to the local communities and spend time and money. So there's a lot of economic impacts as well with a much reduced pronghorn population out here.
The Trans-Pecos pronghorn population dipped below 3,000 in 2012, and Grace says through translocation and natural reproduction, they hope to see the numbers rise to 10,000.
Most of the local communities in the Trans-Pecos miss the pronghorn, and they want to see pronghorn back on the landscape at numbers that they are used to seeing.
With the continued success of the restoration project, they may get their wish. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds pronghorn restoration in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.